Given the cost-price squeeze confronting farmers, Subcommittee Chairman Leonard Boswell said now is not the time for USDA to cut $6 billion out of the federal crop insurance program.
Sign-up and buy-up levels for crop insurance products are at high levels. However, certain regions and certain crops are underrepresented. Looking ahead, we need to see how we can make this program work for more producers. Additionally, I have to say that pulling funding out of the program makes the task much more difficult. Budgets are tight, but tight budgets do not mean we must jeopardize the risk management tools that we have today or put in question what improvements we can make in the future.
The Congressional Budget Office had already assumed a $3.9 billion reduction in the revised SRA contract and Farm Bill baseline. Agriculture Undersecretary Jim Miller told lawmakers he hoped the CBO would consider keeping the contract's remaining $2 billion cut in the baseline to bolster high-priority risk management and conservation programs. That didn't satisfy ranking Republican Jerry Moran of Kansas.
Can you tell me today that we will not sign an SRA agreement until we get full protection of the amount that's coming out of crop insurance, that it remains in the Agriculture Committee's baseline as we develop a new farm bill?
Moran challenged USDA's authority to cap agent commissions under the new contract with crop insurance companies. Miller replied the limits are necessary to protect taxpayers.
This is a way, we believe, to control what has been an explosion in agent commissions based on market price movements, still allow commissions to be at a reasonable level through profit sharing, but help ensure also that in that competition for agents, we do have some controls to ensure that the companies are able to sustain themselves.
USDA officials in charge of the crop insurance program are scheduled to meet with industry representatives Friday in Kansas City. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.